New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's V-Y-V-G-A-R-T MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.
She does kind of look like a wax museum.
You're officially
of
an astronaut?
She's hot.
No, you're not.
Play it.
I feel super connected to love.
Okay.
Pause.
This is where he lost me. Well, guys, we're in. Happy.
Is it
Easter?
Happy Easter yet?
When's Easter? That's this
Easter's
Sunday.
Easter's this coming Sunday
and
for us.
It's 420.
Hold on. So it's
Kush, weed.
Wow. So it's 420 and
did
Jesus
you guys ever,
comes out of the rock?
Yeah. He's smoking crack rock.
Holy
did you guys
shit.
Ever put peeps in the marshmallow? Holy fuck.
Peeps in the marshmallow?
Do you ever put peeps in the
sounds
microwave?
Like a Drake lyric.
Peep in the marshmallow. Did you see a photo of Drake recently? Ugh.
Anyways. He looks a little effeminate. Go ahead.
No.
Oh,
not that one.
Not that one.
There's one way.
I love how you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Like he looks weathered.
Yeah, dude. If you fight fight a lion for 2 years, you're going to look a little weathered.
Drake?
Yeah.
He's fighting a lion?
Yeah. Kendrick.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, dude, what Drake went through the last maybe year and a half, it's like a presidency. You know how a president goes in looking hot, come out looking like shit? That's what I'm saying.
He's looking like Obama year eight.
Yeah, year eight.
Fuck, pull up that photo. I honestly feel bad. I was having this conversation over the weekend on the road. Dude, imagine, like, if you're 15, 16, you only know Drake as, like, the guy who lost to Kendrick.
Yeah.
But us... I'm like, oh, nothing was the same. Take care.
Yeah.
Like
number ones for 12 years.
Yeah. How dare you put the disrespect on fucking Champagne Poppy?
Sick of it.
It's like, oh, is he the guy that didn't know Kia? Huh? Blue tint? Trophies?
He sat on top of the pin thing.
He's Champagne Grand Poppy now.
Yes. Dude, do you understand the level of stress that he has had the last 12 years of his life? Like, I understand people are like, oh, he's on top, fucking, he mustn't have no stress. That is the most stressful, every fucking song, album you drop, everyone wants to hate it. Like,
I mean, dude,
I get two bad fucking YouTube short comments, I want to blow my head off. I can't even imagine.
I left those.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, that is true. Like, we post videos, and we're like, if this hits, it hits, and you keep going. He's like, that is true for an album. They're like,
yeah.
Imagine if you didn't post videos.
One shot.
Or you didn't post videos for 2 years, then all of a sudden you go, here's 13 clips.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And if they don't hit, then you don't hit.
That's it. It's like, I couldn't imagine.
But do I sound old defending Drake? Because that's what blew my mind.
I think a little.
Yeah,
I
really?
Think, you know how like kids... Like, how do I say this? Like, they watch, like, a Ford F-150 commercial, and then there's, like, a hit song that was in the 60s, and they listen to the Ford F-150 commercial, and they go, oh, that's a song from the Ford F-150. Yeah. And our parents are like, what the fuck? That's Guns N' Roses, you idiot. It's not the Ford F-150. That's what we're doing now by defending Drake, because the 14, 15, 16-year-old kids are like, oh, that's the dude that got crushed by Kendrick. Yeah. It's like, no. This dude has been the best, most fucking downloaded artist for, 15 years at this point. But they have no frame of reference. You're never going to win with the younger generation. Ever. And not you specifically. I'm just saying, like, because their frame of reference to everything is massively different. You go, 9/11, don't forget. They don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
They never had a reference.
There's no, what do you mean never forget?
Yeah.
What, the day in September? Fuck you talking about?
No idea.
I just got a wet dream.
Their 9/11 was about 3 months ago when TikTok got deleted.
Yeah. One day.
And they already forgot.
They did.
They already forgot. What is Remember the Alamo? It was in San Antonio. Everyone's like, Remember the Alamo. I go, was that the first 9/11?
It was. No, it wasn't. Hold on. Let me take a guess and then look it up. The Alamo was like a massive fight, I think, in the French and Indian War.
Something about you with these glasses on and you doing this with your finger. I'm like, buddy's on to something. You're like fucking ChatGPT over here.
I think ChatGPT? Yeah. Funny. That's funny. Fucking write that down. Not that sounded like I was being mean. I'm serious. I think it's a funny sketch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a last, I almost got it. I got it, dude. Custard's last stand.
Custard's?
Yeah, hold on.
General?
I swear to God, dude.
General Custard's.
Custard, yeah, General Custard's last stand at the Alamo in the French Indian War. If I got it, I'm going to put this microphone in my ass and fart the national anthem.
No, it wasn't.
Damn it!
You should still do that. It'd be great for clips.
It was the Texas Revolution where Texas was fighting.
Texas Revolution, what is it? Joe Rogan? Crushing.
When he did move to Austin, that was the That was like the gold rush for podcasters.
Yeah. So what was it?
It was a Texas Revolution in which Mexico's state of Tejas won independence and became a self-governing republic.
Was it Texas or did you say Tejas?
No, it was the Mexico state of Tejas.
Won. Hold on, so... Mexico won their independence? Mexico.
Yeah.
So why? So hold on, but why is it remember the Alamo in America if Mexico won? Mexico
because
beat us?
They owned it first and then they...
Just read it, dude.
Jackson's gonna quit for no reason. Seconds.
I know. He's doing an absolutely incredible job and we're fucking flaming it for no reason.
Go on, Grok.
I am.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know anything. I don't know anything at all. Does anybody know?
When I listen to people talk on podcasts and they have takes and opinions about stuff, where do those come from?
Like confidence.
Confidence, yes. But also it's like, so let me get this straight. So you read something or you see something on Grok and you go, oh, I have a take on it, and then you formulated an idea and a thought, and then you articulated that idea and a thought based on gathered knowledge from the past years. Cool, I understand that.
Yeah.
I don't have any of that. Like, I don't look at something and go, oh, I have a fucking educated take. Nothing. And these motherfuckers every week coming up with takes.
Don't care.
About Kamala.
Yeah.
What is even happening?
Too much. You know how people have the what would Jesus do bracelets? I just go, what would my cat do? Because he doesn't know anything.
He doesn't know the news. I'm fucking jealous.
He doesn't know the Dow Jones. He doesn't know that the stock market was in the shitter last week. He's just still existing. Every day is a good day for him.
Yeah.
If he sees me.
Yeah. Greta right now is home on her fucking back, baking in the fucking sun.
Bacon.
Just loving her fucking life. And I got to go to goddamn Amsterdam or where the fuck I got to go for shows.
Yeah.
Come back, bring back money, you feed your fat fucking ass. She's never, actually, here's the thing. I always yell at her like she doesn't have a job. She does sort of have a job because I do talk about her enough. So she is in some aspect getting monetized.
Yeah, I have
Gigi socks on right now because a fan bought them for me and brought them to the show. So obviously she's making some type of impact and that's get some type of revenue.
Dude, that's what in the New Orleans show, somebody yelled out Gigi and I said, fuck that fat dog. He got a big pop. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Shut that dog down.
Oh man.
Shut down yelling. Our parents, listen. Our mothers held us for 9 months. So we, right? I'm going to raise a future golfer, the next Rory, the next NBA star. No, we're on a podcast being like, you think Octwood has a fucking rack?
Yeah.
We're over here doing load boost ads. And my mom was my mom had cravings. My mom couldn't drink. She couldn't smoke during pregnancy. And I'm over here yelling about fucking Reebok.
Here's the thing. My mom drank and smoked. Whatever, dude. I don't give a fuck.
Did she?
She said she did it. I don't believe her. She's the best mom ever, but I come on, man. Fucking 5'8". My dad's 6'1". What the fuck happened there? Did she fuck someone short? Something happened.
She was smoking cigarettes?
I don't know. Something happened. I got fucking stunted.
What's it called when you drink? Fetal alcohol position?
Fetal alcohol syndrome.
Fetal alcohol? Fast.
Fast.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
I got that
fast.
You
also come out fast.
Tur. Bing! Anyways. Yeah,
this next ad is brought to you by Orbitz.
Yeah, it is. Expedia.com. Whoever did that was a genius.
Yeah.
Someone pitched that. Hey, what about .com? And everyone's
that's
like,
everybody.
I fucking hate that. And then one guy in the back was like, let's do it. And then it just went off. Ba-da-ba-ba-bum. I'm loving it. What are you even fucking talking about?
So when I saw an article on TikTok that ads, they go by the rule of threes. So all your favorite companies have three colors in it. And they have three, I'm loving it. They all have three words in it.
We're dumb.
What's your slogan? Michael Blaustein. Come lickety split.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, probably.
Trevor Wallace. Rhyming and yelling.
There you go. There you go. And there's also certain colors that we're like attracted to. We're all stupid apes. All of us.
Or are apes stupid people?
All of it. All of it. Jordan Peterson up there like, hey, blah, blah, blah. You're a fucking monkey.
Yeah.
We're all monkey apes. We're all monkey apes. Okay, we don't know anything. What? Okay. Yeah, we don't know anything. What I'm saying is we all think we're like intelligent people. I'm getting to it. We all think we're intelligent people. And then you break something down very simple and like humans like the color red. And we do. And we do. We're all simple fucking creatures. We want to eat. We want
to at the end of the day, we listen to a stoplight, which is red, yellow, green. That's the simplest shit in the world. Red, stop. Green, go. Yellow, whoa.
Yeah.
But it's just building blocks.
That's just it.
We're no different than kids at a dentist's office playing with the toys before our appointment.
What the fuck's going on with the dentist?
I feel like he could be a collab with something else.
What?
You know what I mean?
What?
Like, get an optometrist in there too. Like, oh. Fuck my eyes up and my...
Yeah, give it to me all.
Yeah, a car. Yes. Like,
shove a fucking camera in my ass and whiten my teeth.
Yeah, tell
me what prescription
I
have.
Yeah.
Oh, do it all.
It's too many stops.
Yeah.
That's what I hate about the doctor. Doc. No, I hate going to the doctor and I'll be like, oh, I want a physical. And then I'll be like, oh, well, what about this spot right here? That doesn't look like someone can't. Like, well, that's a dermatologist. I don't know. How about, hey.
Did you go to school, you fuck?
Somebody who knows everything.
Yeah.
Hi, ChatGPT. When what? There's too many specific paths.
Yeah. You know,
I'm a neurologist.
You know how a car wash works? Yep. That's what they do. Literally. Optometrist. Give me some optometrist.
Optometrist.
Yeah. Is that a hooker? But you know what I mean? Dude, if we could just, you know like the fucking futuristic movies when you walk through like this,
and you float
through and it's like a car wash and you do all your shit?
Sure.
Do all that. Do it all.
Well, I'm saying when you go to the airport security, why can't they fucking scan you right there?
Yeah, do I have ass cancer?
But what blows my mind, I've yelled about this.
Dude, that'd be crazy if you're flying to fucking Albuquerque and it does a thing. You go, listen, I got bad news.
Hey,
your heart's gonna explode in 11 years. You're like, I'm just going to Albuquerque.
Here's a drink voucher. That would be fucked too. You're like, oh yeah, do a scan, but then you're like,
I don't want to know.
Oh yeah, you're gate 4C, but also your head's gonna explode.
You're gate 3-7. You also have lupus. You're
maybe like, I don't want that.
I do.
What I'd want saying?
That. I don't know. I'm going to Albuquerque. Where's Albuquerque?
New Mexico.
Oh, they beat Tejas.
I lost it.
Call back.
They beat Texas?
Tejas, remember? 11 minutes ago when he was reading Gronk?
That was Mexico, not New Mexico.
What'd I say?
New Mexico.
Oh.
Fuck, what was he going to say?
Goddamn.
This is Rob Gronkowski from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings are sacred. I've got my game day routine. Coffee, jersey laid out, and my lucky playlist. But the real game changer? New morning Uncrustables sandwiches.
I've always loved Uncrustables sandwiches, and now I'm all about the new flavors with 12 grams of protein. Bright-eyed berry or up an apple. Bright-eyed berry's got that flashy, finessey vibe, like your favorite slot receiver.
Up an apple, tough and reliable, like a do-it-all tight end.
And players love them. Did you know teams crush over 80,000 Uncrustable sandwiches a year? They know what's good.
It's a snack that can go with you anywhere, from the couch to the tailgate or even in the locker room. Soft bread, yummy fillings, protein packed. Once it's part of your ritual, you don't skip it.
Easy enough for Gronk to grab straight from the freezer.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here. With the new morning Uncrustables sandwiches, packed with 12 grams of protein.
New year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns and a small coffee for just $5.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Goddamn. So is New Mexico technically newer than Mexico?
Yes.
Like, how newer? And it's always new? This bitch has been around for 200 years. It's
should
always new.
Should it go to Mexico than old Mexico?
Sure. But why is it new?
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, but what if they get a newer version of that
bitch? You know, blow your mind. They got a new Hampshire, but no, just Hampshire.
There's got to be a Hampshire somewhere.
Could you imagine they forget, they're looking at a map, and they're like, oh, fuck.
Bro, there's
no Hampshire.
There's got to be a Hampshire.
We already sent out the wedding invite, and it says New Hampshire. We can't change it now.
Bro, there's got to be a Hampshire.
There's only one.
So why the fuck is it new?
North Dakota, South Dakota. Make it one fucking Dakota.
I mean, dude, the North, we've talked about this 100 times. The North and South, unneeded. Who the fuck was the guy who drew the line? Like, oh, this is the North.
Who drew the line from that?
17 people and one cow. There is. No basketball team, no football team, no fucking croquet team, nothing. They got nothing.
Yeah.
I bet you this. Who's there, though?
Where?
In North or South Dakota? Yeah. Imagine being born a sexy hoe and you look around and you're like, fuck, I'm in North Dakota.
But that's good.
Someone, big where's an Orbis pond to ship me to fucking Miami?
What? Well, you can still move.
Move?
Yeah.
Okay. Cal.
Dude, we were driving through, we stopped to get gas on the road somewhere in like Louisiana. And we just stopped and it was just, do you stop everyone when you're driving on the road and you just like some of those small towns?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We were at a place called Vinton, Louisiana. And yeah. it has like 3,000 people. And we're just like, it's so funny. Our stupid LA brains are like, dude, look at this town. Like, what if we shot a reality show living in Vinton? And we're just staring at them like, how do they live like this? And they're like, yeah, man. What? It's just a town.
It's a town.
But they had a casino.
We have DirecTV and we have John Deere tractors.
I don't know about DirecTV.
That woman on the corner, head. $12.
But we were fascinated. We're looking at everything. We're looking at like, they have a mayor. You know, like, how are you the mayor of 3,000 people? You're like, hey, man, meet me at Denny's. Like, they had a casino with a drive-through bar. There was a drive where you could drive up and get a daiquiri and then go to a casino. And we're looking at all this shit.
There was a
motherfucker
bar?
Had a school bus parked in his driveway. Like, that's how
that's
small
a school
town
bus
it was.
Driver. Like, literally.
I know, but like, that's how small town this shit was. Like, the driver just lives there. That's his car.
He when he's going
to Bonds,
he's like, Burger King with that motherfucker?
Ugh, Jesus Christ.
What window? Shut up.
But we're like looking at this town. It's like, we're looking at Zillow. Dude, guess how much? I saw a house on there. It was like a 3-bedroom, 1-bath. $70,000. You're like, that's.
Yeah.
That is a.
That's one room in Los Angeles.
Well, dude, I mean, that's a car.
Yeah.
That's a 2015 Sentra with, you know, heated pedals.
Heated pedals is too much. Your soul just gets stuck on gas.
You ever been in those bathrooms in like New York where the floor's heated?
I don't like it. What's oh no, I like it a little bit.
Nice.
But can you let me know that it has it before I step? Because then I'm like, I'm on a volcano. Oh, speaking of, did you guys feel the earthquake yesterday?
No, I just got the notification.
Oh yeah. Little earthquake. Here's I'm so desensitized to anything that happens weather-wise or like any catastrophic shit that happens in LA because it happens all the time. I was in bed scrolling. It was like 10 a.m. whatever. I get the notification. I'm pissed that it's in the way of my TikTok. I'm rocking back and forth in my bed.
Yeah.
Yelling at the thing to go away. I fucking know, bitch. I'm in it. But in my head, I'm like, it's just a fucking hammock. Gives a shit.
What did you do? Did you duck for cover?
Nothing. That's what I'm saying. I did nothing. I didn't go grab Gigi. I didn't go grab my hard drive.
Dude, that's kind
of. I just sat in my fucking bed and rocked back and forth.
But how?
Because in my head, dude, if it starts shaking and shit comes off the walls, all right, I'll do something.
Right.
But, I mean, what? Just a little shimmy. Little fucking Allen Iverson shimmy right before he pulls up and puts that shit in fucking Shaq's face.
But how sad is that for the earthquake that's like, I'm gonna fuck y'all up. And then everyone's like, man, shut up.
I know.
Like, you're like doing your best to like stir the ground. You're like, what's up, pussies? And everyone's just like, bro, you didn't even move my matcha. Shut the hell up.
Yeah, I mean, there was no movement in my latte at all. Shut up.
Also, earthquake's a little aggressive because it's not Earth. It's like, you know, 50 miles. Earth, the entire Earth is quaking.
But that specific part of the Earth is quaking. That little part. When do we get the big one?
You don't want that.
I mean, dude, I've been saying this for
San
a couple
Andreas
years
fault?
Now. Yeah, it's not my fault. Boom.
Remember the Alamo.
Dude, if you come on a woman's back and say, remember the Alamo, it's crazy.
Come on a woman's back
and say, remember the Alamo.
What's the worst thing you could say the second you finish on
the I have AIDS.
Yeah. Well, I think that'd be the worst thing you could say after, you know, even having a lemonade. Like, it doesn't even have to be sexual. I think the worst thing you say right after finishing on a woman.
I'm your brother.
Mm.
That's pretty bad.
But then she looks at you and goes, I'm your sister. And you go,
Oh, fuck yeah.
Spins it on you.
What if, probably a real bad one would come and say, your mom was better. I'm going mean for some reason.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You want silly.
I'm trying to think, like, what's silly, but, like, the girl would be like, okay.
Oh, you know? Come and go, ya, senya, moratito, nama.
What if you yell, got a blast, in your Jimmy Neutron voice?
That's pretty good.
Got a blast.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I still think Remember the Alamo is the best.
Remember the Alamo.
Because you're like
great.
So confused.
Yeah.
Coming to a woman's face, you're like, Remember the Alamo. She's like, what is even
Something
going
Vin
on?
Vin Diesel would say.
I met you on fucking Tinder 11 minutes ago.
Tinder's still kicking?
I don't even know.
You don't
dude.
Even need to swipe on Tinder. If anybody asks, how's your day going on Tinder, that's crazy. The only thing you should be asking is head question.
Yeah.
Tinder's just so grimy to me. This like well, if you're swiping it? On the, right?
Well, I don't know. I haven't.
You were never on Tinder back in
no,
the day?
No, dude. I was on Tinder. Right, heavy,
but like,
dude.
But like,
I got fucking carpal tunnel. I was on Tinder so much. Yeah.
But those, like, out of all the dating apps there is now, if you see somebody rocking Tinder in like 2025, you're like, brother, just pay for it.
Tinder still, I think just it's still go to a brother. I think it's still going the fuck off though, dude. Yeah. When Tinder, I was.
There should be
on
an app
it,
called Festival Fuck.
There probably is, dude.
And you just go to Coachella and you go Radius the Do Lab.
Dude, when Tinder came out in New York, I was on that bitch. It like revolutionized fucking.
What were people doing before? Misconnections? I saw you on the A train chewing on a Slim Jim loudly.
Dude, I'm being honest, bro. I don't even fuck. Like, when I was in New York, there was, I don't know, was there always Tinder? I don't
think
but
the first
I don't,
time I
don't remember, dog. Goddamn.
This is Rob Gronkowski from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings are sacred. I've got my game day routine, coffee, jersey laid out, and my lucky playlist. But the real game changer, new morning Uncrustables sandwiches.
I've always loved Uncrustables sandwiches, and now I'm all about the new flavors with 12 grams of protein, bright-eyed berry, or up an apple. Bright-eyed berry's got that flashy, finessey vibe, like your favorite slot receiver.
Up an apple? Tough and reliable, like a do-it-all tight end.
And players love them. Did you know teams crush over 80,000 Uncrustables sandwiches a year? They know what's good.
It's a snack that can go with you anywhere, from the couch to the tailgate, or even in the locker room. Soft bread, yummy fillings, protein-packed. Once it's part of your ritual, you don't skip it.
Easy enough for Gronk to grab straight from the freezer.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with the new morning Uncrustables sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.
New year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Goddamn. It would be, dude, you know what was crazy? Is Facebook started to get used as like a fuck app before any.
Yeah, called poking a bitch.
Hey! Hey!
Facebook was for fucking?
Yeah.
I think it still might be for some of these elderly folks.
Yeah. But I remember you go to the bar and you come back and just start looking at your messages. And it would be like DMs. Some girl would be like, hey, I saw you at blah, blah, blah. Like, what are you doing tonight? Dude, when you, that, those messages, oh my God. I mean, I'd just be in front of my computer and be like, am I going to?
Well, that was AIM for me.
Yeah.
Just even seeing them online.
God.
Just that little green guy figure.
Yeah.
Veronica loves soccer, XOXO, Cali girl,
dude,
online.
XOXO.
What the fuck?
If you
She's
put,
at her computer.
If you put XOXO at the back of your thing, you were such a whore bag.
Yeah. Dude, if you put 69 on it, like, you got to get banned from the school.
Oh, dude. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But if it was always the name XOXO and then, like, a thing you loved.
Yeah.
Courtney XOXO, soccer girl. Cock.
She was so specific.
Dude, it was so hot. And then the message.
Oh, the. Oh, my God.
I don't care what you say. That was a really good aim.
Well, yeah, give it to me.
That was it.
Oh, I keep cutting you off. Can I hear it?
Doodle-doodle.
It's good.
Doodle-doodle.
Yeah.
God, dude, like, I have vivid memories just in my living room, like 2:30 in the morning. Mom and dad asleep, and I'm just fucking gooned out on AIM. Just praying.
But see, that was the good old days, dude.
TTYL?
Bro.
TTYL?
Show me your fucking tits.
Talk to you later. God.
I know, to talk to you later, because that just insinuates that you're going to talk to me later.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to...
You love me.
Yeah, for real, you love
this
me.
This is marriage.
Like, TTYL was really like the, we might be together.
Dude,
because, like, you just made future plans with me.
Dude, the less than and the three sign?
dude, if you hit that shit off.
Do you want to have triplets?
I would come in my Oshkosh Bagoshes.
And I would say the same thing as I'm coming.
Yeah.
Oshkosh Bagosh.
Is that a real place in Wisconsin?
It is. Oshkosh. Nuke it.
But Oshkosh Bagosh is not real. You said nuke it?
Actually, no. I'm going to be there soon. Madison, Wisconsin. Milwaukee. TrevorWalls.com. Would you go to space? Why was Katy Perry in space?
You know who's in space? Gigi.
Jeff Bezos sent her to space with six other people.
He's trying to pipe.
He sent her to die.
Who are the other six?
Let me figure that out.
Just go to like one of the, you know those things in like Las Vegas where you can pay to float?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What are those tube things?
Yeah.
John knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Indoor.
Yeah. Indoor skydive. Skydive.
I love that.
Bro.
The fact they didn't have one of these people is crazy. And here's the funny thing. These motherfuckers didn't go to space. You know, there's a certain amount. I hate this.
What's
part.
The flower?
Because her kid's named Daisy or something.
Oh. Duke?
Daisy Duke?
Honestly, I feel like I have the same view on a Southwest flight.
I got the same. Dude, you get the same view on fucking Google Maps.
What are you holding up? You're in space and the camera cuts you. What are you holding up?
A condom. A magnum.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I want to shoot it and see if it floats.
Okay, can I ask you? Here's the thing, though. Okay. They didn't go to space.
What?
There's a specific amount of range that is considered space outside of the Earth, and orbit. They didn't do it. Or maybe they did, and I don't know what up. I'm talking about.
So where were they? You said they were
like
edging
right,
space?
They were like right on the edge of it. They didn't like go into space.
They were in like
crazy.
The New Jersey of New York City?
Yeah, they were in like the Tarrytown.
Yeah, yeah. Play that video again. So what's going on? Also, no helmet?
Why did they do this?
How are they breathing?
That's what I mean. That's why they didn't go to space. This is the worst episode of The Voice I've ever seen. Someone laughed.
So it just feels like they're in a jacuzzi. You're just kind of floating around, right?
Yeah. Because they didn't go to space.
Pause it. Bro. Fucking hear me out. Buy some Apple Vision Pros.
Yeah.
Go to Google. Type in Earth.
Yeah. The funny thing is, the funny thing is.
God, dude.
We're watching this and we are. Part of us are believing that they actually went.
What do you mean?
The Earth is flat, so that's wrong.
Wait, you can book a flight on here?
Yeah, we can
How
book
much
a
is
flight.
It? Let's go. Let's bring Michael to Earth.
It's so fucking crazy expensive.
It costs $28 million per seat.
What? Wait.
Dude,
wait, they have this on here like you're just buying a trip to Cabo? Go back. Scroll down. Go to the very last thing. I acknowledge that Blue Origin will collect a $150,000 fully unrefundable deposit. How much is this thing?
$28 million.
You know what's crazy? I'm just gonna start telling people I've been to space. How's anybody gonna fact check? Do you have any photos? Oh, my phone didn't work. I didn't have Wi-Fi.
Yeah. What about green screen? This is all green screen. This is not real. I like. What are you fucking? $28 million to go to space.
Damn, so she was floating. No wonder she felt like a plastic bag.
Pretty good. It's pretty good.
So Jeff Bezos sent his wife up there. Do you think a little bit he was hoping it would explode?
Of course. Dude, of course.
Yes.
Dude, this was a hit job that didn't fucking execute properly.
He's praying Mars Attacks 2 happens. Yeah. Play it.
No, he's praying that the Titanic happen again.
This was just him falling while he was trying to get him out.
So excited to get back to them fun bags that she has.
What do you think the talk was like? Wait, so you're not going to go with me? Oh, come on. I'll watch the kids.
Bezos got kind of an ass on him.
Wait, she didn't take her last name? Sanchez?
I think they're getting married.
Yeah, I don't think they're married yet.
Bro, what are the vows on that?
I promise to love money. You.
Yeah. I promise to love you and your bank, your Bezos account, your bank account. I love you, Jeff.
Yeah.
Do you think they have anything of like substance to say after they just were in space?
Sure, no. They don't have any substance to talk about even when they're not in space.
Do you want
to
see what she says?
I can't wait.
She's hot.
I'm so proud of this crew. Like, I mean, Gail, you know, we were just talking in the capsule. Doesn't even have ear piercings. She's so afraid to do anything. And she got in that capsule.
Pause.
That's the
word. What a.
You just went to quote unquote space.
Goddamn.
This is Rob Gronkowski from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings are sacred. I've got my game day routine. Coffee, jersey laid out. in my lucky playlist. But the real game changer, new morning Uncrustables sandwiches.
I've always loved Uncrustables sandwiches, and now I'm all about the new flavors with 12 grams of protein, bright-eyed berry, or up an apple. Bright-eyed berry's got that flashy, finessey vibe, like your favorite slot receiver.
Up an apple, tough and reliable, like a do-it-all tight end.
And players love them. Did you know teams crush over 80,000 Uncrustables sandwiches a year? They know what's good.
It's a snack that can go with you anywhere, from the couch to the tailgate, or even in the locker room. Soft bread, yummy fillings, protein packed. Once it's part of your ritual, you don't skip it.
Easy enough for Gronk to grab straight from the freezer.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with the new morning Uncrustables sandwiches, packed with 12 grams of protein.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Goddamn.
That's a hilarious thing to acknowledge in space. You don't even have ear piercings. Yeah, that's crazy.
20 seconds.
Well, you go to space?
20 seconds in, she's saying that. That's crazy.
I understand. Look at the pod. I understand what she's saying, like what she's trying to say, but it's like, what? You like, if I went to space, I'd be so like in awe of the experience.
She's hot to me. Smash. I mean, it's just so interesting that that's what they, so was that what they landed in, or that was the only thing that shot up?
Good question.
That's the thing that shot up. Yeah.
It looks like one of those Dots candies.
It does. It looks like a thing you would sleep in during Coachella.
Yes. I would be pissed if that's what they're sending me up. I was like,
yeah, I want
you
like
can't
a slap,
you can't put one fucking Maybach logo on this bitch. You're Jeff Bezos.
Straight up.
And you're sending me up in a Kia Optima.
This is a straight up kick. This is not real.
Bro.
This holy looks not shit. Real. God. I don't care.
My mom is one of those in a room. What is that thing? Wait, go back. So they're just in there?
They're not in there. This is not real. Guys, you ever heard of fucking AI?
Wait.
This is not real.
No, come on. It's got to be.
It's not. I don't believe it. I don't believe this at all.
So they.
Fake hoax.
Wait, why? Yeah, why aren't they showing the footage of them in there? And where does that land?
Dude, fucking women all the around are just running around with their legs open. Fall in. Is it going up or down?
I think this is the returning thing. So,
well, it did, honestly, but, a very peaceful landing.
I didn't know it could do what SpaceX can do, where it lands itself.
But and then they're in there. Well, Show them.
This is them coming back to.
Dude, wouldn't you feel like you're like free falling like insane? Like you're on like Superman at Six Flags?
Yeah.
Wouldn't this fuck with your stomach?
Fuck with your stomach so bad. But it's so weird. Do they need like training to do this? Because astronauts need like years and years and years of training to do this.
Well, they weren't controlling anything. They were just shot up. And that's what people are saying. It's funny to call them a crew when like they were just shot up like a monkey.
Yeah.
And who's there watching? How slow is your Monday morning?
I think most people were hoping it would blow up.
No.
So I had a wager that was like...
You had fucking Prize Picks on this bitch? Did you actually?
Yeah, I had a wager that it wasn't going to come back safely.
How much money did you put on this?
I put $20.
To who? A lizard in your apartment?
No. I mean, dude, it would be...
Dude, look at that fucking thing. That is so funny. I would get the ick if my wife got off that thing. Get back in there.
Also, like, give me a real rocket, dude. Like, give me a real rocket. I mean, that is, it looks so dumb.
Did this help her streams at all? Is this for PR?
What's 100%. I would pay $28 million for like a good
I'm getting
PR
off there
stuff.
And I'm immediately announcing an album.
Guys, they didn't go. I'm sick of everyone in this room thinking they went to space.
Their hair is all perfect.
I know. Oh, I can't wait. What does Katy Perry say?
This can't be good, right?
No.
She's very hot.
No, you're not the crier of the group.
Healer of the group.
No, you are not.
Hi, I'm crying.
I'm going to tell you something right now. You are officially an astronaut.
Thank you so much.
How do you feel?
Oh, God, pause. Pause the fucking thing. Can you imagine being an actual fucking astronaut? Yeah. You trained for 93 fucking years. Yeah. You're literally a fucking genius. You went to the Air Force when you were 18 years old. You worked your ass off. You read 1,000 billion books. You did like 40,000 fucking hours in space learning everything.
You lost your kids going to Jupiter.
And this fucking lizard bitch went, just got shot up into space. Dude, go back. She's a fucking lizard. She, that I twitch whatever during the Super Bowl. She's a lizard. She's not real.
Is she not real?
No, she's not real.
She does kind of look like a wax museum.
You're officially of an astronaut.
She's hot.
No, you're not.
Play it.
I feel super connected to love.
Okay.
Pause.
This is where you lost me. It's if anyone's ever gone skydiving, they land with so much adrenaline. How is she so calm? You were just in space and you're like, I was listening to the calm app the entire time. I'm so zen and connected with the universe because I just landed in the universe.
Connected.
If I just landed, I'm getting off there. I'm going, bitch, I'm going to Disneyland. Like this to me, I would be Cooper DeGene. I'd be landed.
Yeah.
I'd be like, somebody give me a head. I've been to outer space. Okay.
Yeah. I'd be fucking deep throating the fucking hot dog from Sonic. Something American.
I'm
so connected with love.
Dude, I hope that fucking Trump shooter was there.
What the fuck?
I hate these people.
Well, I like a bad news for you.
What?
The Trump shooter's dead.
He is. Now that's what I want to talk about.
What are we doing? We should have sent somebody else into space. Like Ric Flair.
That would be fun.
He's here. Woo! Like this, like these are our nice, respectful ladies, but like nobody's gonna fire me up. Send Stone Cold into space.
I'm connected to love.
That's me after I just came. That's what I'm saying.
That's me after I did ayahuasca.
I'm connected to love. But this doesn't feel real.
It's thank you.
You were in space.
Thank you.
Right, but this is it wasn't real. Until now. Her hair, perfectly normal. Her zen, I'm connected to love.
Yeah.
You just saw Earth from point five.
Yeah, you just fingered a fucking alien and you're just gonna go down?
You saw the Earth and you're connected to love? If I'm landing, I'm paranoid. I'm freaking out.
Of course.
I say, what the fuck was out there?
Why is the Earth flat? Say something fun.
Dude,
they literally just saw the Milky Way, not candy, and they landed. And she's like, oh, so like, what are you fucking talking about?
You got to announce a presidency if you land.
You got to do something cool.
All right, keep playing.
To love. I think this experience has shown me you never know how much love is inside of you, like how much love you have to give. Mm-hmm. And how...
Pause this. I mean, here's the thing, guys. I know I always yell at this, but there are a good number of famous people that need to be thrown into a volcano.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is she saying right now? Like, what is she saying right now?
I've never been so connected.
I just want one bullet. Dead.
Apparently,
I'm sick of it.
Apparently, she was singing "What a Wonderful World" while they were up in space.
Oh my God!
Dude, by Louis Armstrong. What a wonderful.
That's great.
I mean that, and then Bezos' wife just offs herself in the fucking corner because she can't take Katy Perry for more than 12 minutes.
Yeah, what's crazy is none of them are wearing headphones. Like, if I'm going into space, I got AirPods in. It's a flight.
Right.
You know, I'm wearing sweats.
Yeah.
You know, I might buy some peanut M&Ms at the Hudson News before I go up.
Oh, yeah. Give me a Cosmopolitan, something. No one's hammered.
That's so funny to get off and feel zen.
No, I mean, I'm getting off and
I ride an elevator for too long and I'm like, holy shit, I'm geeking.
Yeah. I'm immediately playing one of my clips.
Probably something.
How do you feel?
I feel love.
Just this.
Right. How do you feel? QR code.
Instagram? Yeah.
TrevorWalls.com.
Tour dates coming to you soon.
The day you launch. We had these incredible shots of Daisy watching you as the rockets, it'll make me cry. As the rockets going up and she's so proud.
I mean,
she just kept saying, mommy. And I know you'll feel the same way when you watch it. And you brought a real life Daisy.
Pause. This woman is insane.
Yeah.
Okay, we know that, right? Like insane.
That's it was right. Important for you, not only because it's your daughter's name, but why else was that important to bring it?
Oh, God.
Daisies are common flowers, but they grow through any condition.
Period.
They grow through.
Pause it. Okay.
I thought you were agreeing with her.
I thought you said
no,
period.
No. Sorry. I meant pause it.
Yeah, but so do weeds. Weeds grow through fucking cement.
So do fucking anything. Anything grows tall. A fucking tree? Anything.
Daffodils, sunflowers.
Literally anything. This is what you get when you have 165 fucking yes men around you. You become so disconnected. You talk like a cult leader. You fucking loser. She's a loser.
How much is she worth?
I mean, dude, so much. Guys, and I know I keep yelling, and I'm totally joking, but like, it.
Yeah, $350 million. Naming your daughter Daisy is the most normal thing you've done.
Here's the thing. You know what's so funny, dude? $350 million to Bezos' wife is her napkin budget.
Yeah.
You get on the plane, I'm worth $350. Oh, interesting. I'm about to be worth $45 billion. What did Bezos' wife do before she is about to marry Bezos? Because I really, 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 really hope that you say a kiosk worker at a mall.
A news reporter.
Oh.
All right. Well, I'm dumb. Great.
How old is she and how old is Bezos?
She's 55. Oh. Bezos.
I think Bezos is 64.
61.
Wow. Honestly?
He's younger than I thought he was.
What is that, 6-year difference? Good for him. I thought Bezos would be going for like a, 19-year-old.
Yeah. I mean, but, here's the thing, dude. You come twice and you go, why are we talking about Pikachu?
Dude, I don't even think a 19-year-old knows what the fuck Pikachu is.
That's true.
You put it on Drake and she goes, turn this unk off. Do you not know nothing was the same? Early Drake is incredible.
So good.
Were they listening to music in space or were they just playing Katy Perry singing? So many questions. How do they pick them? Why are we doing this with people from the South? How they interview people after like there's something on the street, like a crime, and they're like, man, I didn't fucking know, goddamn. Well, I didn't know Cheryl was hiding crack pipes in her asshole. Like, we need to send 6 Waffle House employees into space. They will tell you stories when they land.
Oh, yeah.
I was up there. You know, I felt something in my stomach. I thought I was coming out of the closet. Turns up, it was just my breakfast this morning. Amen. Hell, dead.
But damn, I threw up and I ate it again.
Hell,
I don't want to waste them goddamn waffles on the fucking ground.
Yeah. I was looking out the window. I was like, that looked like Earth.
Yeah.
And it was.
Holy shit. I looked to my left. I saw fucking Mars. I was like, that ain't a Mars bar. I tell you what. And then fucking Margaret in the goddamn corner gave me some fucking eyes and I pushed that bitch and fucking almost broke the goddamn glass. Fuck that bitch.
Yeah.
She had a miscarriage. I ate it. Goddamn.
This is Rob Gronkowski from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings are sacred. I've got my game day routine. Coffee, jersey laid out, and my lucky playlist. But the real game changer? New morning Uncrustables sandwiches.
I've always loved Uncrustables sandwiches, and now I'm all about the new flavors with 12 grams of protein. Bright Eyed Berry or Up an Apple. Bright Eyed Berry's got that flashy, finessey vibe, like your favorite slot receiver.
Up an Apple, tough and reliable, like a do-it-all tight end.
And players love them. Did you know teams crush over 80,000 Uncrustables sandwiches a year? They know what's good.
It's a snack that can go with you anywhere, from the couch to the tailgate, or even in the locker room. Soft bread, yummy fillings, protein packed. Once it's part of your ritual, you don't skip it.
Easy enough for Gronk to grab straight from the freezer.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here. With the new morning Uncrustables sandwiches, packed with 12 grams of protein.
New year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Goddamn.
So it's pretty much just like an ad for the Blue Origin space shuttle. Because I'm sure that they're trying to get more rich people to just be sent into space for millions of dollars.
Why?
So they just pick Katy Perry.
Did nobody see what happened to the submarine? Yeah. Did nobody clock what happens when millionaires do things in places you don't need to be?
Bro, I'm telling you, I really do think.
Just drive to fucking Palm Springs.
This is an assassination attempt.
Think?
It's a honeypot for rich people. They're gonna get the right rich people And they're gonna be like, cool. You know how like on the same plane you can't fly with like the president and like the device, whatever the fuck it is, so there's like a chain of command that remains intact. What they're gonna do is they're gonna be like, look how fun this is. Oh my God, cool. Oh my God, yeah. It's definitely funded by BlackRock, and they're gonna get the whoever, they're gonna get Bezos and fucking Bill Gates in the same one, and they're gonna blow that bitch to smithereens. I'm like, oh my God, that's crazy.
Wow.
That's crazy how we executed a plan from 17 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy that like rich people are getting sent into space and the new iPhone is now $3,000.
I heard it's not, because didn't they fly in a bunch of iPhones so they missed the tax thing?
Oh, I don't know.
iPhone, it's the same iPhone.
It's been the same iPhone.
Stop saying
for
new.
12 years.
They just keep moving buttons around. They're just doing musical chairs with the buttons and being the new iPhone.
Yeah.
Third now, camera, fourth camera, two cameras, one camera.
No one gives a shit. They can't do anything else that will blow our dicks off.
Oh, they can. They can.
Give me one thing they can do.
Change the fucking front camera.
Well, yeah, you've been yelling about that for years, but it's genius.
Stop putting us, we're literally gooning in the back. We have a security footage center amount of cameras on the back, and then just literally a Ring doorbell on the front.
It does really
put one
suck.
Of these bitches on the front. Or make the back turn into a screen. So if you're recording a video with the good cameras, you can still see what's on the screen.
Honestly, it's a good idea.
And these dumbass brands are like, what if we did a flip phone again? Huh? You clearly don't remember the Alamo. You stupid fuck.
Yeah.
There's a reason why the flip phones died.
Flip phones are kind of sick, though. I'll tell you what, dude. I had a fucking Sidekick. Dude, and that flip
that,
open.
But that was like,
dude, I make a bitch wet. I would be so excited.
Well, that was like
she'd
a slide.
Like,
that wasn't
like, can I give you your number? And I'd be like, dude, this yeah, you here? Can, dude. And I would take my shit out. Fling, she'd be like, fucking, oh my
God.
Yeah.
That was like the first, like, what's the opposite of an ick? Horny?
Horny.
That was the first anti-ick. Seeing a guy with a Sidekick, be like,
dog.
What the fuck?
Full keyboard.
Imagine what he can do with those thumbs elsewhere. Oh, dude. Fucking hitchhike home, because he's not going to have a job in 12 years.
Oh, yeah.
But, and then it had the bead, the ball.
The bead, the and then the full keyboard, bitch. I would fucking text a bitch on that.
How big were they? Were
dude,
big,
they came
right?
out with that one. So
one?
I had the first one and then I had the black one. So go all the way right, please. So that's the first one. That shit.
You had that one?
I had that one. And then when. And then
find the bead one.
That is the bead one, isn't it?
No.
Oh, that one.
There's
that
a very
one.
Small.
That
like,
one right there.
There's like a white bead on it. Am I thinking of the right thing?
I don't think so. Oh, the white bead. You're talking about a black BlackBerry.
Ah, what do they have? BBLs?
BBM? Yo, hold on. Before you do that, can we just go back? I just want to show one other thing that I fucking loved about this phone. Click on the brown one, please. You see that clear piece all the way left? They mm-hmm. right there.
Mm-hmm.
That would light up different colors when the bitch rang. Mm. And I don't know why. It was like one of my favorite parts about the phone. It would just be like pink, blue, red, green, blah, blah, blah. When it rang, oh my
Roy
God.
Roy G. Biv. Dude, that's awesome.
Mine was the Motorola Razr. When people got that.
Razr was pretty cool.
Razr and the chocolate.
Chocolate.
The
fire.
Chocolate went the
chocolate.
Fuck off.
I had the chocolate.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
The
chocolate made me feel like I could sing R&B. Like, it felt like, yeah. like the red and black. Like, I was like, dude, I felt like I was in a fucking Cadillac
the
every time I answered a phone
walked,
call.
The chocolate walks with the Sidekick could run.
Yeah.
Was the chocolate first or after?
I don't know.
But the slide up was
the
great.
The slide was
and
so
and this
sick.
Was the first phone that was like tailored towards music.
Right.
That's, yeah.
Right,
dude. Yeah, the chocolate was hard, man. What was a little, there was one that was like the size of like a pack of like gum, like the 25 cent gum.
Oh, right.
It was like a stick. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They got real, real, real small.
And the chocolate, that was the first like touchscreen on the keys. I want to have, could you really, you could, right? You could have a chocolate in today's day and age. I had a Zoom call with this guy recently and he had a flip phone because he didn't like social media and all that shit. He's like, if you need to text me, hit me up on here, but my day-to-day, you can call me on this.
Yeah, I think if
you... It's kind of cool.
If our job wasn't literally having to post all the time, I would, at this point, I'd probably have something like that.
We could. You could use your phone that you currently have right now as like your, quote, laptop, and then at 6 p.m. or whatever the fuck, you just flip over, you just go over to your flip phone.
That's honestly a really good idea.
Were you guys early to the iPhone game, or like, did you have to wait a long time?
I had to wait like a couple... You know who was first Ooh. Who I was so fucking jealous I had it, who had Schultz.
Really?
Yeah, when I first met him, he got it. And I would look at it like it was
an artifact. He's playing Temple Run, like, yeah, what up, bitch?
Oh, dude, I would just look at it like it was in the museum. I was like, bro, because it was crazy to me when you would touch the key and it would get bigger for a second. Yeah. Like, it was so incredible to me. And then
after the answer on the phone call, slide.
Whoosh. Oh,
dude. Can you type in the LG Envy? That was what I had. And it was like, you know, LG Envy. This was the Verizon, I guess, sidekick. And it had a front touchscreen. And then you open it up and another full ass phone. Oh!
What is this one?
I don't know. Oh, it was the Hogetter 4000. Pull it up. No, no, no. Yes!
That kind of looks like the T-Mobile sidekick.
That's what he just said.
So go to the, play. I want to see what the front looked like. Because I don't think the front had buttons on it. Dude. Nope, that's not it. The front was all touchscreen.
God damn.
This is Rob Gronkowski from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings are sacred. I've got my game day routine. Coffee, jersey laid out, and my lucky playlist. But the real game changer? New morning Uncrustables sandwiches.
I've always loved Uncrustables sandwiches, and now I'm all about the new flavors with 12 grams of protein. Bright-Eyed Berry or Up an Apple. Bright-Eyed Berry's got that flashy, finessey vibe like your favorite slot receiver.
Up an Apple, tough and reliable, like a do-it-all tight end.
And players love them. Did you know teams crush over 80,000 Uncrustables sandwiches a year? They know what's good.
It's a snack that can go with you anywhere, from the couch to the tailgate or even in the locker room. Soft bread, yummy fillings, protein packed. Once it's part of your ritual, you don't skip it.
Easy enough for Gronk to grab straight from the freezer.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with the new morning Uncrustables sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.
New year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns and a small coffee for just $5.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
God damn.
There it is.
Yeah. Wait, was the front not touchscreen?
It doesn't look like it.
I think it's that one. Yeah, it was that one. Mm-hmm. Or yeah, LG Envy Touch. Remember when iPhone and then they had the iTouch and you're like, yeah, it's a phone without a phone.
I'm about to get one of those.
Dude, that was it right there. Oh my God, that was it.
That's it.
And you look at the megapixels on the camera, it's like 0.8 megapixels. You're like, holy fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like the first it looks like the first moon landing video.
Yeah. Dude, that bitch right there. And the touchscreen on it was so bad, you like really had to push on it. Like iPhones, like a drop of water gets on there and it calls your ex, but like this shit like dong 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 dong. But dude, man, the fuck, and then like you do a few like a slow type on there, but then if you really wanted to fucking rebuttal somebody, flip it in.
Oh my God, yeah.
God damn. Woo. I kind of want one. Just
dude, my dad had. Can you type in Nextel?
You type in Nextel phones.
I just remember him getting it, and I'm like, "Are you from the future?"
I remember these guys.
I remember those two, but hold on, it was the it was a flip one.
That one looks kind of cool.
That one on the left.
That one. That was the first. That one was the first color screen that Nextel came out with. I remember him saying that. That one. And I was like, bro, he would flip it open and it was color screen?
Yeah. Type in Samsung early flip phone. I can show you the very first phone I had. Oh, dude, this is crazy. This is feeling nostalgic. No. Okay, so it's none of these. I don't think it had a screen in the front. It was like a silver shell in the front. This is great for audio, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just so good. All these look like the phones that the Boston Marathon were done on. You know what I mean? They all just look so like you press nine. There
it
is.
The third one to the right. That's it. Dude, type.
My buddy had that.
Copy that. Copy that and then search it. Yeah, the front wasn't even screen. Just said Samsung.
Yeah, my buddy time had is it? That.
Samsung. Dude, that was it. Yes, bro. Go to some. Yes. Holy shit, dude. Dude, the amount of like ringtones I bought on that bitch. I had Hurricane Chris. Yes, there it is. Yeah. I had Hurricane Chris, Bay as my ringback tone. My ringtone for a little bit was Slipknot, but it was just the tone. So dude, it wasn't singing.
The amount of money
Wait and Bleed by Slipknot. Yeah. Why did they get rid of that? Crazy. Why don't they get rid of bring back tones? And then there was a minute where, like, if you never re-upped it, you just had the elevator tone.
You called someone that didn't have a cool tone, you're like, you're a loser.
But that tone, the elevator tone, was like, yeah, I used to have them, but I'm too cool if I don't want to pay for that shit. Right. Then you got the free elevator. I'm like, how do I get elevator?
You know what's crazy? I wonder when vibrate started to be the norm. Because everyone...
Oh, if your phone rings in public, I'm like, assassination. Like,
I mean, 100% shoot you.
What, like, is that?
I don't know, but when was the time when everyone was like, all right, vibrate is the social norm, and if you go against that, you're either 96 or you're about to do a crime? Because I think that's what happened with ringback shit. It's like, or ringtones, because nobody had ringtones.
I realize on planes, I'd be nosy. If you got the big font on your screen, I'm looking.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You got the big font, I'm looking. There's an elderly couple in front of me on the flight home the other night, and it was like, we are just now landing, Maria. We are going to be at gate 6-7, and I'm just staring at it.
Oh, yeah.
I would look away, and I would look back.
Yeah.
Biggest text in the world. I'm like, are you trying to flirt with me?
I think so. I think it's at you. Dude, I saw something on a plane. I would love to run this by you. Whispers. So I look over, and it's a couple. Okay.
Yeah.
The dude is in the seat next to the window, and his wife or girlfriend, I'm not sure, is next to him. They're both asleep. She has her hand, in his hoodie, like this, like through
jerked.
Through the no.
He getting jerked.
Hold on. And his both of his hands are in his hoodie, like in the pocket of his front hoodie for the audio people, right? She has her hand leaned over through the hoodie, holding his hands in the hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
They're both asleep. Any thoughts?
He's getting jerked. What do you mean?
Leave him alone.
Yeah, but they just want to, like, cuddle without cuddling.
Leave him alone. My man's just trying to sleep, bro.
So it would be like this if I had my hands.
Correct.
And then her hands are in
and
the
her
too.
Hand is in the hoodie holding his hand.
Really?
They're both asleep.
I feel like.
I understand the positive perspective. I understand.
I feel like that's as close as you can cuddle on a plane without being too much on a plane.
Yeah, I think where you got me is cuddling. I can do it for some seconds and then I'm done. But on a plane, bro.
What are you doing if your girl does that to you on a flight?
That's a great point. It's a good point. I'm just holding her hand back.
Because I think I've seen worse where I saw a photo last week. There's a couple, they're laying down in row three and they're just cuddling each other.
The captain
said, get me off this plane. So I think what they were doing is like they keep it to themselves. My first thought is like, come on now. He got a little back door in the back.
There was a blanket.
Yeah.
Then he's getting jerked.
Yeah, but what if he has a hole in
his... Have you ever, like, done anything, like, sexual on a plane?
I've got hard on a plane.
Of course. I mean, I've jerked off in the bathroom many times.
Yeah, this photo. Get me off this plane, man. Zoom in. They're making a heart.
Oh, my fucking
So, maybe
God.
I saw that last week, and then you were telling me about your story. I was like, oh, dude, that's not that bad.
That's insane. But have you? I've never come on a plane unless I was by myself in the bathroom.
No.
But I never have. Me neither. People out here, though. Have any of you guys? No?
Nah,
nobody?
Pretty normal.
God damn.
I think it's got to be a long flight.
Dude, my girlfriend is getting back from Bali tonight. Actually, I'm picking her up tonight. I'm full up, boys.
How long has she been gone?
2 weeks. I'm full up.
And you stay true to yourself, no porn.
Buddy, I'm watching the amount of basketball that I'm watching.
I don't even think you're gonna be like, sexually attracted to her anymore.
Yeah, I'm gonna need her to like blow the whistle and wear a fucking zebra stripe.
Put on this LaMelo jersey.
Yeah. But I mean, I've watched so much basketball, I literally think I can go on Bill Simmons right now and hang with them both. I know everything. I've been watching the Rockets. That's where I'm at. They're actually a fun team to watch. But like, you know what I mean? I've been watching weird teams. Just weird. I've been watching the Wizards. See where Cooper Flad's going to fit into the offense. What's even going on?
You need to get back on porn.
What if she comes home and she's like, I'm too tired. Long flight.
That's totally fine.
Michael's going to take one of her shirts, smell it, and go to the bathroom.
Yeah. I'm literally going to do what I used to do as a kid. I'm going to take her lingerie and put it on a pillow and just fucking go to town.
What time? Okay, a lot of questions here. That Bali flight, very long. So she's probably traveling for like 20 hours today.
I think over, but yeah.
So when she lands tonight,
immediately,
like, hey,
I don't give a fuck, dude, if it smells like a used air fryer with grilled cheese right, on the bottom of it.
That probably would smell great.
You're right.
But like, if she's tired, which inevitably.
Yeah. Listen, you're tired. I totally get it.
No excuse.
But that morning.
I'm just saying, sorry. You're 19 hours. You should be sleeping the whole time.
Yeah, but you know how you feel after flights, dog.
You better sleep to get some fucking mediocre dick tonight.
Like, at best.
You better sleep for those 20 hours. I'm going to lay it down for 2 minutes.
At best, mediocre. Yeah, I mean, dude, I don't even think I'm going to last 2 minutes. You ever, like, not have sex for a while and you put it in, plus you go, you walk around with this? Like, it's crazy. Like, it's warm and soft and moist, and they just walk around with that. They go to Target and get towels with pussies?
Yeah, wop out.
I mean, out.
Yeah.
Dude, I want to be reincarnated into woman's panties. Just be on pussy.
Yeah, but you're in it. You're suffocating. They're never like on it. They're just in it.
Yeah, I don't want to be the outside. I want to be the inside.
You want to be a pad. Tampax.
I don't run the ad. What if we were doing ad for Tampax?
Might as well.
I have an idea if she doesn't want to. I think you just ask to eat her out.
Keep going.
That way,
I don't think that's how that works.
Maybe it'll
I don't think she's
something.
Just sexually aroused in general. She's like, I'm just tired. I just want to go to sleep.
Also, I mean, like, I think we're all on board with this same sentiment. Like, I need the woman to like be like horny and like ready to go, not like doing it for me. Like, anytime I feel like it's for me, I'm like, ah, this is.
Yeah.
I want it to be like it animalistic and fun, not like, oh, okay, yeah, I guess you know that feeling. You go, ugh, all right, I guess I'll go to the gym. Like, I don't want that to be at me sexually. Oh God! All right, I guess I'll suck your dick. That's horrible.
Well, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Not suck your dick. Like, you'll just eat her out after the 20-hour flight. You don't get anything. You look like the best boyfriend ever.
Oh, I understand what you're saying, but or you could just wait. I've waited 2 weeks. I just might as well just wait another 7 hours.
Oh, true.
Yeah, just wait.
It is a funny caveat. She's like, I'm so tired. We gotta go sleep. You're like, so you don't want me to go down on you? That's the guy's version of so no head. That's
right.
You know, so no head.
Yeah.
I floss for no reason.
Dude, if you go, I'm about to use about, give me 1 second, I have to floss, is insane.
But if the girl goes, you should floss after you. God damn.
Yeah. Floss after is crazy. But if you go, let me floss before I eat you out, ladies, you better start stretching.
Yeah.
Because this motherfucker about to eat a Thanksgiving.
Do cursive in there.
I mean, oh my God. He's about to write the Declaration of Independence. Yeah. Hi, la, la.
What's the manliest position you can go? What's the manliest position you can go down on a woman in?
On a bench press.
Okay. I genuinely think it would have to be standing up. Like, you put her on a standing desk.
Yeah.
And she's just there, laid up. She's eye level. You're eye level with the thigh level.
That's pretty.
That way your body is intact and humanly. And if a shooter comes in, you're ready. Mm-hmm. None of this fucking crouch down on all fours. Dude, when the feet are waggling off the bed.
Yeah, when God. Your butt's exposed, I don't like that.
Yeah, when I
you got to put jeans on and let it go down.
Oh, yeah, dude. If I got an arch, if my back is arched and jeans,
if she
like,
can see the back dimples.
Yeah, dude, if I'm, yeah, because anytime you eat a woman out, you have to be on all fours arched like a fucking golden doodle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really.
It's a long, it's not meant for the bedroom because the bed only supports one body length.
Correct.
And then you're trying to do
unless
two.
You're me and you can fit like three of me.
It's funny if you do the opposite. Her body, her like shoulders are laying off the bed. So you're fully on the bed.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say maybe the best. Well, here's the thing. The all fours is crazy. But you know what might be worse is lying flat.
No.
Lying flat, but dude, if you're lying flat and your fucking feeties are up like a Marilyn Monroe poster.
What do you do?
That's what I do.
Flat.
Well, what I normally do is I put her on the edge of the bed and I go, I put my knees on the ground.
Oh, that's the worst.
And I eat that pussy like a dick.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I wouldn't say
does she pull your hair too?
Yeah, she could.
You go on your knees to eat her out?
Yeah.
Like you're bobbing for apples.
But it's the most comfortable by far.
Bro.
By far.
If somebody walks in on that room.
Oh, yeah. No, but I mean, listen, I'm going for comfort. You reach a certain age. Who gives a fuck about masculinity? Let me eat that box comfortably. I don't want to be on my like on box like laying top. Down. Because if you're laying down, dude, your neck's all fucked up.
Yeah.
But if you're on your knees, dude. Think so. If you're like literally just on your
no,
knees.
No, we got the visual. I've gotten head before.
Your legs are like this, dude, and you're just fucking. Blah, blah, blah. It's like perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's perfect. Sorry, deep throat.
Oh, that's his. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Try it. I'm telling you, try it. It's by far, and I get a pillow down there sometimes.
So you don't rough up your knees?
Correct.
And does that ever slow the friction down?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, when things are getting hot and spicy, you're like, oh, my knees.
I mean, I don't take a break and go find a pillow. But usually, like, there's pillows on the ground.
Is there any part of it that's not sexy, like, when you're getting up? Like, is that like a...
Yeah, dude.
When you gotta be like...
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta be like, yeah, you fucking like that. You know, is that...
Yeah, the get up is like an old catcher.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's funny. Well, you should eat it like you're in catcher position. Knees on the ground, a little sus, but if you're in there just like this, that's fucking hot.
It is hot, but you got about 2 minutes.
And you're also hard.
Minutes.
Yeah. Catchers are good at that.
Yeah.
The whole game...
Yeah. I was catcher.
Get the Home Depot bucket.
Yeah.
You were a catcher?
Yeah.
You play baseball?
Yeah. Also, I played baseball until I was sophomore year of high school. I played almost my whole life.
Did anybody know this?
No.
Really?
No.
Yeah,
no,
played baseball.
It was my favorite like position wise to play.
Catcher?
My second favorite position was reverse cowgirl, but it was so fun, dude. You're involved so crazy every single play. It's so fun.
And it's a low-key position, you know?
But what do you mean?
Like, if you're in the outfield and you miss a catch or you're a pitcher and you throw a shitty game.
Like, no, dude. It is a, if someone's on first, bro.
Oh, because that is you. Because
if the ball passes you, you're fucked. And if they steal on you, you're fucked. Yeah, I mean, you feel like
I don't know anything about
fucking
sports.
Bitch if someone steals on you. Like a fucking bitch. You know the best feeling? I would say this is better than sex. Is when someone is trying to steal on you and you gun them the fuck down. Oh my God.
It's a great noise too.
You just catch. But you catch... And then you fucking pop up and wing that shit to second. Out. Don't fucking try to steal on me, you fucking freshman in high school bitch.
As you're a sophomore.
As I'm a sophomore, yeah. But dude, I mean, it's like, I don't think there's anything better that I've experienced.
What the, dude, I don't want to see this.
It's called the licking master, what you've been doing.
I don't want to see
licking master?
This.
Oh, dude, the leg up on the back.
No,
gets
I,
that
I
shit
think the
off.
Bed's higher.
That's what I've been doing. That's hot as shit.
What's it called? The Venus flytrap? The Venus thigh trap. God damn.
Yo, stop right there. Stop right there. Go
what
up again.
What the fuck is that? Bro's looking for the remote.
God damn. Busy gonna find loose change and Jenga fucking cubes.
Weird
That's
fantasy.
Really hot.
That's what my doctor does. Wait, go to the ad. Go to the ad real quick. Scroll on. This ad says cock. No. Don't click it, you sick fuck. Cock under 6 inches?
Everyone has a cock under 6 inches, right?
Keep going.
That's crazy. You can last 8 seconds.
You guys bobbing for assholes.
That's what I do.
This is one.
That's the position she's in? She's backwards?
No,
so y'all are doing the human centipede.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the most bitch look. Go up. That. That's what. Oh that's how God. Y'all look. Like some
bitch. Dude, that's a bitch move even if you're napping like that.
Look at that.
No, my legs are way off the bed.
You look like a little bitch.
My legs go, you know, like
I bet you have fucking ankle jewelry too, you bitches.
Absolutely, dude. I have my toe socks on. Are you kidding me? Yeah, the legs off is
what
not
is that,
great.
A wheelbarrow? What the fuck is that?
That one's good. Called the...
That's hot.
That one is awesome.
That one's really hot.
Keep
God,
going.
I'm horny. That one's terrible.
The car mechanic is great.
Just
dude,
going.
Wait, go back. Go to the car mechanic. It would be so funny if you like went under there like on a skateboard. You know how they go in there
on
the wheels?
Yeah.
You go in there on a sector 9, and then you come back out. Yeah, everything looks good to me.
Oil changed.
Okay. There's so many ways.
Oh, Dirty my Sanchez. God. You got to order a fucking yoga ball. What the fuck is that? What is that called? Thanksgiving dinner?
All these are the same, but just different locations.
That's
pie in
crazy.
The sky.
That's it.
Bro, what would be unreal is if somebody was eating his ass in that position.
Or getting fucked.
What?
What did you say?
You could like Jenga it where like he's on her back and he's on his back.
Crazy. Becomes a Jackson Pollock painting.
All right, guys. So let's do a show those to your girlfriend when she gets back from Bali tonight.
And just be like, circle one.
Pick a number.
And then she just circles nap. And I go, yeah. All right.
Cuts to you just hooping at 3 a.m.
on Will's basket.
Yeah. I get no pussy.
Turns out I'm like so good at basketball with no pussy.
Probably.
Let me ask you a question. You went no vagina for 3 weeks, and all of a sudden you were like, fuck it, I'm going to go hoop. And then you were disgusting. Like, you were like, oh, fuck, I can go to the league right now. But no, it turns out, like, you need no vagina to be that good. Where you at? Like, going to the league, top 30 in the league.
I'm going to the league for one season. I can go BYU for a year.
I love how I said the league and you said BYU.
I can go Mormon, no fucking, you know? But if I'm that good in the league for a year, everybody's making TikTok edits out of me. Bros go bit with out of my. Because you think about after. Right. 1 year in the league, who would I play for? Grizzlies? Me and Ja? Strapped up at the airport? Oh, fucking hoes.
You see his new celebration, Jack?
The grenade?
Yeah. The grenade?
Dude, he's awesome.
Is he? Pick something not violent.
What is he supposed to do? Just drain a nasty three and then throw up a heart to everybody?
Maybe.
What is he, Metal World
Dude,
Peace?
Maybe, but like,
if I'm going out there, I'm doing chef, rocket launcher, or I'm looking at the crowd going,
bro. If you had all these fucking issues, it's like, dude, Chef Curry's a fucking chef. I don't know. Make a grilled cheese. Like, I don't know. Do like a chess move or some shit. I don't fucking know.
What's yours? You drain a three. What's yours?
Maybe. That's kind of cool.
Stupid.
You know what I do? I drain a three, answer a call, and be like, hi, your mom? And I just say that every single time. Hey! Your mom?
I used to do this one in high school. Bad. I'd put up three like a shocker and then sniff the pinky.
No, you didn't.
No, you had a fucking thing
and
in high school.
And then the coach would be like, let him shoot! So you would drain it and do this and go. Yeah.
Then that's the crowd.
No, you didn't.
You did that to four people in the stadium.
Yeah.
St. Jude Magdalene.
He did that four times. I mean, dude, you didn't do that.
What are you actually doing?
I swear to God, I think that's actually funny. To drain a three, win the game, pick up a fake phone and be like, your mom? Dude,
but like the grenade is, I've never seen anything like that. Sniper's cool.
But he's in trouble because of the violence.
It's on brand.
He's just
losing
money.
What do you want him to do? Hopscotch? Did he get fined for that?
Sir. Do you not know the whole thing?
No.
Oh, well, that's
I know he gets caught with a lot of guns, but I don't know how he got fined for that.
Well, dude, he got in trouble for having a gun on Instagram Live twice?
Yeah.
Twice.
That I know. And that made me like him more.
I hear you, but Nike's not going to renew your fucking contract.
Oh, no.
Relax.
Reebok will.
Puma definitely will. But like, you know what I mean? It's like, what are you doing?
What's his net worth? How much was his contract?
I mean, dude, so much fucking money. I mean, he's bagged.
Dude, he's got such a
he has accent. He has a supermax with the Grizzlies plus all his endorsement deals. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah.
He's probably making $100 a year.
You're telling me you're not going to pull a gun out on Instagram Live? You're worth $100 million?
I would, but like once and get
I'll
in trouble.
I'll pull my cock out for a $60,000 contract.
The fine would be more than that. But he's worth $200 million
more
on a 5 year
bro,
and he got fined $75,000 for doing the gun thing,
literally a parking ticket to him.
Yeah
but he also got how many games he got
dude, the suspended. NRA will sponsor him, who
he
gives
got,
a shit.
He got suspended like 30 games or some crazy shit.
Really?
Yeah, dude, the NBA is like, dude, Gilbert Arenas was banned from the fucking NBA. Like, they don't fuck around with guns. Like,
dude,
and then your next thing is going
to
be
they have to put,
grenade?
Like, a metal detector leaving his house.
Yeah.
Please, y'all. No more guns.
God.
Anyways. All right, guys. Let's get into a voicemail here.
Let's do it.
What up, Stiff Socks Pod? So I work at a popular bakery. And
Krispy Kreme.
You know, I was hearing the podcast. And, you know, I got a little chubbed up while laying some cookies on the liner, you know, on the tray about to bake them. And I'm like, you know what? It's 8 a.m. I've been up since 3. I think it's time to do a little something to the old cockiness. So I got the only thing that was close to me and accessible was the cooking spray in our bakery.
No.
Went to the back, restrooms. You know, it's private. The front ones are for employees, so we have a few stalls in there. Can't do that. You know, we already got a few employees in the establishment. Went in the back, private. And yeah, got the cooking spray. Was in there for about, let's say, 10, 15. Use the old lady's pictures. You know, I'm attracted to her, and she really did it for me. And let's just say that sprayed a few times on there, rubbed it out, and it was good. You know, it was a little foamy, you know, but whatever. Wipe up was not good, to say the least. So, yeah.
Girl works at Cumble
Cookies. You guys love the podcast. Keep doing what
My
you're doing.
My man pammed his penis. Yes.
That's, I thought this story is a little more wholesome than I thought. I thought he was going to take some of the dough and, like,
me too.
You know, make that pound cake, pound town.
Me too, me too. But cooking spray is probably not that bad.
If there's a will, there's a way.
Of course. The greatest thing I ever found was olive oil.
Yeah.
I mean, it is unbelievable.
There's seven people listening to this episode right now who go, huh, interesting. Go to the kitchen, grab the Pam, put it in the hand.
Yeah, I mean, Pam, though, it's like, where are we at? Like, spraying, it's going to be kind of cool. But, like, is it, I don't know. Is it like
it's enough.
Silky like that? Not silky, but you know what I'm saying? Is it?
It's enough.
The foam is hilarious.
Should we get some for a
video? Just try it out?
Sure. It is funny to walk back out of the bathroom sweating a little bit with that, just a can of Pam. Where the hell were you, Ralph's?
Yeah, I mean, dude, I'm throwing that can of Pam fucking into the dumpster outside.
Somebody in the toilet just trying to flush it.
Can you imagine being the Pam? Like, bitch, this is not a this is not a frying pan.
You're not a cinnamon roll.
Yeah, this is terrible. Damn.
8 a.m. is crazy work, dude, too.
8 a.m. to jerk it off, but he's been up since 3, so that 8 a.m. is probably like 3 p.m.
Yeah, I didn't know that bakers' lives are, like, pretty crazy. They wake up at, like, 2, and they're done by, like, 1 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, they literally work night shifts.
Yeah.
It's fucking awful.
Yeah.
Why is a baker's dozen more than a dozen? You fucking show-off bitch.
Yeah, was that, like, a horny baker?
No, you know what it was, dude? You know what it was? Someone goes, I'll have a dozen. He goes, no problem. He miscounted. Someone says, there's 13, and he goes, it's the baker's dozen in like 1894, and then everyone's like, oh, it's the baker's dozen, blah, blah. It's some fucking idiot that doesn't know how to count.
Yeah, but don't you think it'd be less? They're giving away more?
It's true. I mean, I'm sure he might have charged more.
He's trying to pipe. Yeah, that's a baker's dozen, shoddy.
Yeah.
Oh, you still married to that welder? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put a donut hole in your
dude. How many fucking creep guys were like, yo, your husband's still at war? Damn.
Guys still do that.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
To this day.
Your husband's still at war.
Yeah. Shit. He's serving? Damn. How about that cervix? Need a fix?
She goes,
I'm a mechanic. I brought the skateboard. Let me eat you. Still to this day.
It's terrible.
Dude, listen, any relationship, if a guy goes out of town for 4 days, somebody...
Well, don't say that. Our girl's been out of town for 2 weeks.
Oh, she was getting clapped in Bali. If she comes back and doesn't want it... Come on.
I got to make a phone call. So I got to call the airplane right now.
So in medieval England, a baker would add an extra loaf to a dozen to avoid being punished for selling underweight bread. What was medieval times?
Honestly, I want to go back.
Motherfuckers eating turkey legs in public.
I mean, dude, can you imagine the value That's of smart, life though. Was zero.
But they were like weighing bread like it was weed. They're like, you skimp me? This sourdough feels a little sour low. What the fuck going on?
I mean, dude, and there's no guns. So you're getting an axe to the fucking jugular. Can you imagine that? What happened to Tim? Oh, his head beheaded. Got cut off. Yeah. Or you go, where's Tim? Oh, he's hanging in the town square.
You know what I wrote down?
Hanging. He's just hanging there.
There he is. I wrote this down the other day. It must be crazy if you were a squirter in the Salem witch trial days.
Go ahead.
I'm saying, like, the first girl to squirt in the Salem witch trial days, are you not looking at me like, what type of witchcraft and sorcery is this?
Oh, fuck.
Like, if a woman squirts on you, you're like, that's my job. Like, you're immediately like, she's a witch. All you know is normal vagina. And then this girl's like, oh, fuck. What in the hocus pocus?
Yeah, what the hell?
Kind of lake acid now.
Came out. Yeah.
Wow. You put a lake on my bed? Lake now. Dude, but imagine seeing that.
I know. The moment.
Or you get erectile dysfunction, you're like, what the fuck should you do to my dick? You put a curse on it?
Curse. Spell. You're a witch.
Curse. Dude, water. Witch.
Anything
out.
Was kind of a.
We need to bring it back.
What? Being a
Salem
witch?
Salem Witch Trials.
Well.
Yeah, but for guys too.
Good.
Like if you see a guy, like, you know, the sign spinners on the side of the street?
Yeah.
Witch. Lake. Now.
100%.
What do you need to be this good with your hands? Like, I can't even read the fucking sign. Little Caesars, Little Caesars, Little Caesars. Like,
I know. We know what it says.
I know. But I have GPS.
All these fucking people, all these major corporations still do ads. It makes no sense. Blah, 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 blah. I'm loving it. Yeah, bitch. We know you exist.
We know.
Why? What are you doing?
We know.
We got it. We have one on every fucking block. Ronald McDonald. First of all, Ronald McDonald, there's no way he's on prison.
You know who doesn't have ads and is always crushing? In-N-Out.
Murdering.
Make it make sense.
They have no ads.
Chick-fil-A have ads? I don't know.
Yeah, they do.
The
fucking
billboards.
Goddamn billboards. Milk. And now they're doing cows. Weird, like, oh, I got engaged in a.
Oh, they
they're doing
do,
like
they
the
do.
White Psych videos. What the fuck's happening?
Yeah, they do be doing that.
Yeah. My husband got shut the fuck up.
What happens on Sunday?
Yeah. What happens on Sunday? Also, your policies are kind of weird. Let's move on.
All right. Sock talk from Grant. So I had a thought while working today. When you press the copy button on a computer, but don't press paste, are you edging the computer?
Yeah. But sometimes you go back and it's just gone after like an hour. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what is that?
How long is it be holding it for? It's like, oh, fuck. Paste me. And then when you hit paste, it's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's a computer coming.
Dude, it's essentially like a...
How much can it hold? How much copy can it hold?
A lot.
Because I've copied, like papers. Like, it can just remember it all forever. Not
it's like one of those cranes, like those caterpillar construction things, like, boom, grabs it and drops it.
Yeah, but it can remember it. Because you can hold it and then do something else.
Yeah.
And then come
back.
But
sometimes an hour later, it's not there.
I think it would be, but you might have forgot that you've already done the copy and paste. I think it can hold it. Can you grok that?
It says it can be indefinite, but there's no specific.
Nah, there ain't no way it's indefinite.
You're telling me you turn on a Dell from 1987 and it's just going to copy and paste?
Dude, are Dell computers still around?
This thing was thick as hell.
You know what's crazy? Do you guys remember Gateway computers?
Yeah.
This motherfucking cow bitches. They were cows.
Huh?
Yeah. Gateway computers were cows.
What do you mean?
They used cows as like marketing stuff.
Chick-fil-A?
I think they were their first Chick-fil-A, but instead of...
I just remember how much real estate it took up on the desk. The computer was so big, the desk would be normal size, and you'd have 4 inches for a keyboard.
Right.
Thick as hell. Now we got a laptop the size of an iPhone.
And we still hate it. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's indefinite, the copy-paste.
That's
as
not
long
real.
As you don't.
That's not real. It's a fucking hoax. Okay. No. All right, shall we move on?
All right, secret sock. I'm too Ugh, fuck me. Secret sock. I'm too humiliated to tell.
Leave it in.
I'm too humiliated. I can't say this fucking word.
Humiliated.
Secret sock. I'm too humiliated to tell my friends. About an hour and a half ago from a Hinge. Okay, this is not my fault. This is bad. About an hour and a half ago, a guy from Hinge came over to my dorm room. He drove an hour for me to give me a boob job, and then he immediately left.
What do you mean a boob job? Like, he came in there with a scalpel and fucking and plastic?
No, you know when a penis goes.
Titty fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called titty fuck, not a boob job.
Well, bro,
it's from a woman.
Minutes.
This might be a woman's perspective. They call them boob jobs.
Oh, hand job, boob job. Okay, I get it. So
what
so
happened?
How long
the guy
did you drive?
What happened?
He drove an hour and a half to her to get a boob job and then immediately left.
What's wrong with this?
Well, she didn't get anything.
Oh.
I'm outing her, but
no foreplay, straight to tits.
Straight to
I mean,
tits.
Dude, straight to boot. Like that.
Talk
man,
about a funny position you have to be in. Where is she?
It's kind of
laying on a lawn chair.
Yeah, but she's like on her back on the bed.
Yeah, then where
and
are
he's
you?
Like going to, he's on top of her, like.
Oh, yeah.
Like going to town. That's kind of hot.
Yeah.
But to come like that and then just do not like I mean that's a he's she's a dorm. That's the most college thing ever. Just to come and be like, well, I got a paper due.
Just yeah, just call it a philanthropy event. You made that man's life.
An hour and a half. How big is his radius? on fucking Hinge to drive an hour and a half.
True.
He's on like 400 miles. That's horny.
He got the rate. Diaz.
Yes.
Dick.
I mean, dude, if your radius is above 20 miles, you're horny. In the city, if you live in the city and your radius is over 20 miles, you're ugly.
Because 20 miles in a major city is far.
Well, you're not going to go. I mean, maybe you'll go, but you know what I mean? Like, it's like 20 miles, if you're in New York City, you're going to drive to Jersey? Yeah, like, how horny?
You would.
But you have Manhattan hoes.
Yeah.
Get on the fucking F train and go get some and finger a lady. But you're going to get on the Metro North?
I guess.
Dude, if you get on the Metro
North. Love has no boundaries.
Dog, yes, it does. Yes, it does.
True.
If you get on the Long Island fucking railroad, and you, dude, if you get on a train, like an actual Amtrak train for a vagina, and it's not your girlfriend, I mean, buddy, this is what you do. If you're about to do that, men and women, if you're about to do that, go in the bathroom, finger or jack yourself off, come, and then make the decision.
On the train.
Maybe. Dude, but if you're already on the train and you jerk off, you're like, I can't believe I have 19 more minutes of this, and then I'm going to have to turn around.
Oh, yeah. I'm buying Xanax and just being like, when's this going to loop around again?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely getting off. I'm not going to go. You know what I mean? Just make an informed, make an empty, bold decision.
I like that.
You're not getting on the duty.
EBD, empty ball decision. Could be a title.
Bro. You get on like an, if you get on an Amtrak and it's not your girlfriend.
People are getting on a Greyhound for average cock right now.
And below average. Imagine getting on a Greyhound knowing it's not great. Where are you at? You're just getting on a Greyhound. You buy a ticket and get on a Peter Pan bus knowing that it's average. Are you just pretending that it's not?
Hopes.
Yeah. I think you have hopes and dreams.
See, I hope things have gotten better. I hope the Yelp reviews have changed.
Because here's the thing. I've done
that. I hope they're under new management.
Yeah.
If a guy starts going to therapy, is he under new management?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm going to start saying that. I'm under new management.
Yeah. And right when you get broken up with, liquidation sale. Everything must go.
Everything must go. She took half of it. Please help.
Did we do it?
Yeah, we did it.
Man, what a fucking episode. Ups, downs, left, rights. We had such a good time. Friendly reminder, guys. We have a Patreon. Drops every Friday. Extra episode. And we just added that we're going to drop Wednesday episodes ad-free on the Patreon. And it's patreon.com/stiffsockspod for only $5 a month. So that is 4 extra episodes a month. Plus, you get the regular episode ad-free. What a freaking steal. Go do that. Also, come see Mr. Wallace and Mr. Blaustein on tour.
We're going to space.
And we're going to go to space.
Shout out my son, Daffodil.
There we go.
Temecula.
Shout out my son, Poison Ivy. I got a big old dick.
This is Julian Edelman from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings, I've got my game day ritual. Coffee, lucky socks, and now new morning Uncrustable sandwiches.
It's all about that 12-gram protein boost with the new Uncrustables Bright-Eyed Berry or Up and Apple flavors.
Bright-Eyed Berry's got a feisty receiver energy.
Up and Apple, your classic do-it-all tight end.
Soft, pillowy, packed with protein, and easy enough for Gronk to grab from the freezer.
Whether you're on the couch, driving to the tailgate, or heading to the locker room, new morning Uncrustable sandwiches are the MVP of snacks.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with new morning Uncrustable sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.
You lather, rinse, moisturize, repeat, and repeat. But it never feels like enough. It's not your products. It's your water. Hard water leaves a mineral residue that clogs pores and dries out hair. Culligan water softeners remove damaging minerals, revitalizing brittle hair and dry skin. Upgrade your shower and skincare routine with Culligan, water you love.